For the rest of the nation, realignment has to do with college football. But here in California, it's also the name for the massive population shift from state prisons to local lockups. The goal of the program was to shrink the number of people the state's responsible for, and realignment has done that. But a new study says some local law enforcement agencies are pushing the ball in the other direction, too. Michael Montgomery explains.
In the first year of realignment, California's swollen prison population dropped dramatically by some 27,000 inmates. So far, so good, until now. Mike Mayles is a senior fellow with the Center on Juvenile and Criminal Justice.
If you can go to prison in one county for simple possession of drugs, but in another county you're just handled locally through local programs, that's really not equal protection under the law. So we may be at a point where to make realignment successful, we're going to have to see tighter criteria established by law for who can be sent to state prison.
Mail says new data shows the prison population is actually growing slightly in the fourth quarter of 2012. One problem is that while some counties are keeping low-level felons in local jails, as envisioned under realignment, others, including San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Orange, and Los Angeles counties, continue to send large numbers of nonviolent offenders to state lockups.
The problem is that realignment has stalled.
The new figures will be a disappointment for corrections officials, who are struggling to meet a court-ordered population cap. The deadline expires next June. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.